Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. Jamie and I have been playing around with an insane new AI tool. I'm not going to lie, this is probably one of my favorite AI tools that I have found in the last month at least. And this is a tool which is called Suno.ai. And essentially, it lets you make music out of about anything. You can get it to be like super creative and just say like, make a metal song about like XYZ and it will do the entire thing. It's got vocals, like someone's literally singing this thing. Or if you want to be like more custom, you can go through and change a bunch of different settings. You can give it custom lyrics, like here's the lyrics of the song. Jamie and I have both been playing with this, have been laughing our heads off at the responses. There's actually a ton of ways I think you can make money from this as well and implement this. But we want to show you some cool samples, demos, show you what's going on here. Jamie, what are your thoughts on all this?
It honestly blew my mind. I signed up in like 30 seconds and then typed one prompt and it made the whole song. I think it was up to a 2-minute song, but it, the lyrics, the whole, absolutely everything. It's mind blowing to say the least. I'm excited to play more with this tool. Do you want to hear my song that I made?
Yeah, please give us your song. Also, tell us your background. What prompt did you use to generate this masterpiece?
Yeah, so this is, I said, a song about affiliate marketing in hip-hop metalcore style, okay?
Okay.
So I wanted to give us some challenges here. All right, here we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah. So funny, dude.
Anyways,
okay, does it tell you what you said?
Go ahead.
Oh, well,
I just said
he didn't
like the lyrics and everything. He says, affiliate marketing, playing by my own rules. I'm seeking my fortune. No time for the mundane. It's pretty solid.
Dude, this is so funny. Okay. Let me play you some. So I was playing with this, and what I actually ended up doing was I have this like business competition I'm doing with my friend right now. We had a bet going on. And anyways, so I made this whole song about the whole bet for, like, about what we're doing and stuff and sent it to him, you know, just kind of a little friendly competitive smack talk. But it's funny. I literally said, like, give me an EDM song and here's the exact lyrics. I had ChatGPT write the lyrics for it, but just listen to the quality of the song. I'll stick my mic on the on the speaker.
He's the pitching one that starts to win chance.
Anyways, super cringy song. But dude, like, the audio sounds amazing. The beat sounds amazing on this whole thing. Like, I'm blown away.
I'm blown away by these tools. Up there with, like, 11 Labs, Sora type stuff, where it's just, like,
oh, yeah.
Totally blows your mind. I don't know.
It's crazy. I got a brother who's generating, like, a whole bunch of, like, Western songs. Okay, so how to actually make money off of this, because first off, I think literally everyone listening, I'm not joking, there's no sponsorship. We should get a sponsor out of this somehow, but like go to suno.ai, suno.ai, test this out. This will blow your mind. Like literally, if you want to make a birthday song for someone, you know, I used to like pay people. So people know I used to be like in the music game. I used to pay people on Fiverr to like produce like instrumentals and then also get people to actually sing on top of it. I've spent a ton of money on that. This literally completely replaces all of that, which is insane. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Some people will be mad. I think it's amazing because this is like so fast. If you have an idea, so fast. Okay, how to actually make money from this? I have a bunch of ideas. One thing that my brother is literally doing right now, and I also think this is going to be a huge boom for any like cover singers, right? Like there's all these people on YouTube that sing cover songs. And it's just like, yeah, they sing someone else's song. Okay, now, and maybe they're not good at writing songs. Okay, now they literally can become like their own musician, right? Like they could record their own album by essentially using AI to help them like write the song and make like what it sounds like. Now they just like go sing the same thing. So I think that that's like amazing for anyone that's musically talented. if you're not musically talented, another funny one I thought of was my brother's like making all these like Western songs. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to find like a local band and we're going to like go and they're going to like sing all my songs for me. And then we'll make like an album out of like my music, but sung by them. Anyways, I thought that's kind of funny. And then he'll sell it. He's got like a big, he has a big audience in that. He's got like over a million subscribers on YouTube in like this kind of specific niche. And so he's going to like bring his songs to his niche. He'll probably put them in the background of his like YouTube videos, you know, so he's got his own custom songs that are literally by him and his band. But I think it's so funny. But anyways, like, yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts on this, Jamie? How can you make money?
Yeah, I mean, I think of how many businesses want like a little jingle or like a little, you know, song for their promotional product. They could actually have their name of their business in the song, you know, like, or even, yeah, you know, for YouTube, for Sarah and I could have, there'd be like a little rap about Jamie and Sarah, like in the time lapse, you know, like. There's just like so many possibilities. I think 5 gigs for the next couple months before it's totally flooded with people doing the same thing. But I think there's a lot of like ways you could take advantage of this before it becomes, you know, super well known. But
totally, 100%. Maybe I'll make a custom song for this episode and we'll play it in the intro. Maybe not. If you heard a song before this episode started, I decided to do that and waste half an hour of my time.
You should have.
Anyways, that's okay. Awesome. So, amazing. I think there's a ton of different other things you could do with this. Number one, I think you get the licensing. You get the licensing when you generate a song with this. I'd go look into that more. But if that's the case, you could make entire albums and put them on Spotify for anything. And I think where you're going to find the best bang for your buck or the most success doing a strategy like that, because I've done a ton of different Spotify businesses in the past. Traditionally, it's been hard. Like, okay, so people do these Spotify businesses where they make generic labeled music. So they'll say like relaxing study music, and it's just like a relaxing piano. But you could use that same exact relaxing piano and call it relaxing music for babies to go to sleep, relaxing sleep music, yoga music, spa music. Like, it's just the same thing. And you just, okay, so that's what people have been done a lot. And the reason is because it's actually quite hard to get like vocals and singing and stuff, like, you know, that costs money and equipment, whatever. Whereas the piano can be really easy and you can use the same thing recycled. Now that it's really easy to make this music, I think this opens up a ton of new possibilities. I would use a very similar strategy if that was, you know, a business you wanted to go into, where essentially you still pick very specific niches. So like what comes to mind for me is like, you know, baby lullabies or something, and you get this thing to create baby lullabies, but maybe you like literally wrote an entire lullaby that doesn't exist anywhere else on the internet. So you have your own album of baby lullabies, but there's like an actual person singing in a soothing voice, whatever. And I think that could be like really cool. People might like that. You could do other niches, right? So you could do like Christian music, if you're into Christian music, where it has like a very strong niche with very strong themes and elements that specific people are going to be consuming. I think just you go look at whatever niches there are out there that maybe you're interested in and create music around those things. Or if you have like your own audience, kind of like what my brother's doing with us, like Western music, like you could literally create custom music for whatever your audience, whatever your business is, you know, create your own album. I just think this is so fascinating. This is so cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's the whole YouTube long form YouTube content as well. People do, like, you'll have like a 2-hour video and it's you know the Yule log at Christmas with like generic Christmas music playing. Now you can have all the rights to the music, and just I feel like it'll be 10 times easier to make a, you know, an hour long video without having to repeat music or buy it, you know, and try to compose along. I mean, I think it'll make that a lot easier. And so the long form YouTube videos, those are a great way people make money too, you know, kind of like you had said, music to help your cat go to sleep too, or, you know, people like to turn on the radio for their dogs, you know, when they leave. So, you know, just finding like weird little niches like that aren't tapped, I feel like you could clean up on YouTube as well.
Yeah. I love what you said about, holidays, Christmas music. You could invent a whole new album of Christmas music and a whole new album of like Easter music and Valentine's music and like whatever like holidays there are, right? Like you could just create music around like specific holidays. I think that would be a great theme, because those ones are ones that get really popular during a period and then they fizzle out or whatever, so there's less competition for those usually. But if, you know, if it's literally easy to make unlimited music and it writes the songs and everything, like this could be like super perfect. So I think that's a great idea. Of course, there's the option to sell this music. There's a number of sites that you can actually sell music on. There's Audio Jungle, which I personally purchased a ton of music off of Audio Jungle, where you can get the rights for it. So I wouldn't be surprised if like YouTube at some point added a feature where it just could generate like an AI song for the background of your YouTube track. But I don't know if they'll do that. I don't see why they like. I think they should. I don't know if they will. You know.
Yeah, I mean, after doing a little demo of this Suno, I think I'm probably going to delete my Epidemic Sound subscription because that cost me $15 a month. I think it's $18 a month, actually. No longer needed. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is insane. You can literally make unlimited music. So right off the bat, if you're a content creator and you're, you know, paying for something like that, this saves you money. But I think that there's a lot of ways you could actually make like make money from this. I mean, even to the fact, like I mentioned Fiverr at the beginning, if you made a gig on Fiverr that's like, I'll sing a song, I'll make a song about whatever you want. I think they even have features in here where you can remix it. So you might be able to like kind of change the song a little bit. Anyways, yeah, like, can you imagine someone pays you like $100 for a professionally produced song and you just threw it into Suno and sent it back? Obviously, this is not a long-term sustainable business, but you want a quick couple $100, you probably could do that before people figure out what this is. Anyways, amazing tool. Yeah, that's a good degen scrappy business strategy. I would have tried at some phase of my early career. So, you know, no judgment. But anyways, I think that this is amazing tools. There's some amazing use cases. We would love to hear from you if you guys are using this and making money from this in what way. Okay, last thing I actually wanted to say on this, because I think you get very creative. One creative idea I thought of was if you like are doing outreach for your company. Like, I get 1,000 of these, like, LinkedIn outreaches every day that from different companies that are like, hey, we want to help you, like, make your website. And it's, like, 5 paragraphs and then, like, a link. And I'm like, eh, you know, spam. Dude, if you just sent all of those people a custom song about their company and how you're going to help their company do X, Y, and Z, and you sent it as a voice memo, like, come on. Your response right to that, if nothing else, for them to laugh and say, this is hilarious, this is so funny, like, I think being creative and doing something like that, people are sleeping on the power of that. Voice memos in general, I think, are a really good way to do outreach without being spammy and robotic. And mostly because people know that, like, oh, a human actually had to go and record this. Now, of course, you could use 11 Labs to automate that whole process. But regardless, I think this is a great use case. And the sales one is really good in particular.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed that episode or got some value out of it. If you did, please leave us a review. We really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. You can also ask us any questions in your review, and we'll try to do our best to answer it on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.